Okay. Would you ever use the word pass on?
You mean what does have pass on?
No, would you use the word pass on?
Pass. I think so. It's not used here in regard to family, though.
How's it used?
Pass along. Well, it's not used much. Pass on it.
Where did you hear it? Does it seem old fashioned?
Yeah, seems old fashioned. But I don't know just where you knew.
Okay. Outside of an ear of corn.
The shook.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of corn that you eat right off the cob? It's real tender.
Roasting ears.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No, I believe not.
Okay.
Roasting ear corn.
And what do you call the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
Pass.
And the stringy stuff that you have to pull off the corn?
Silks.
Okay. And this is a large, round thing that you make pie out of Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you have around here?
Kind of what?
Melons.
Oh, watermelons, yeah.
Okay. Any different kinds of watermelons?
There's a marshmallow. That's about all the melons we use here.
Does that have yellow meat?
The marshmallow does.
Uh-huh. Is that the same as a cantaloupe?
Practically the same. The marshmallow is larger.
Okay. Okay, if it had been raining, what might spring up in the fields or the woods after the rain? Little umbrella shaped.
Apricots?
No, just this little umbrella-shaped thing that would grows in damp places.
Frog stew.
Okay. Can you eat a frog stew? Okay, what about something similar to that that you can
eat? I don't know what to call
that. Did you call that a mushroom?
Mushroom?
Yeah. Is that the same?
The other mushroom, but I wouldn't think you'd eat it.
How's that different from a frog stew?
It's practically the same thing.
Okay. So he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
chew it.
Or he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And what do people smoke?
Tobacco.
Okay, but what the tobacco made into the long white things that you buy in the package.
Oh, cigarettes.
Okay, and something else? Brown and longer than that.
Oh, cigars.
Okay. So if someone offered to do you a favor, you might tell them, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
Okay. And if someone asked you whether or not you're able to do a certain job, you might answer, sure, I do it. I
can do it.
Okay. And someone asked if you're not able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I just
not able.
Or I just can't.
I just can't do it.
So there was a really bad wreck up the road, but there was no need to call the doctor because by the time we got there, the victims were
dead.
Were what dead? Were
killed.
Okay, would you say we're done dead or we're already dead?
Already dead.
Okay. You say in a dangerous situation like that, he what to be careful?